the same people who used to applaud my earlier film like Page 3 or a Chandni Bar or a Traffic Singer or a Corporate started thinking ke now he's attacking us in the sense. But I wanted to be honest with my craft, honest with my skill and honest with my audiences. In our society, in our country, lot of issues and lots of problems are there which can revolve against the woman point of view. Then obviously there was a thing people used to call me, till today they call me, I'm a woman-centric filmmaker, but that's okay with me. And I feel proud about India. And especially if you see from 2014, there is a huge upsurge. I've been very fortunate to represent India in Cannes twice. Filmmakers, investors, everybody are curious about India. And you see the kind of respect now people getting over there. Hello and welcome. I'm Anupam Kher. In the ever-evolving landscape of 21st century, the focus now more than ever is on India, Bharat. Today, I welcome a very special guest. He's a film director and producer known and loved for the raw portrayal of social issues in his films. He has received numerous awards both at home and abroad, including the prestigious Padma Shri Award. Welcome, Madhur Bhandarkar.
Madhur Bhandarkar is a five-time national award-winning Indian director, scriptwriter and producer. His women-centric films hold up a mirror to the social ills of contemporary urban India. The empty lives of socialites seen through a woman journalist prism and cutthroat behind-the-scenes rivalries in the fashion and corporate worlds are some of the gritty themes that brought the celluloid alive. Often inspired by these real-life incidents, Bhandarkar's inimitable take is a sneak peek into the underbelly of India's big cities beyond the bright lights.
Every Tuesday, you go to Siddhivinayak temple. Walking?
Yeah.
What is the reason behind it?
I think it's just a belief for the God. And it's been almost 32 years, I think so. Even if I come from Delhi or Chennai, whenever, in the night also, sometimes I come by the flight, I land up and I go straight to the temple.
Wow.
So that kind of, I think the belief is so,
so do you ask for something or do you thank God for something?
I think I thank, because initially I did ask, very honestly. In the beginning, when my struggle period days were there, I just wanted to be a filmmaker because I've been a film buff from my childhood. And I lived cinema. Till today also, I do the same thing. And my whole thing, my existence is on films, films and films.
And your graph is so amazing. My friend Madhur Bhandarkar used to go door to door with video cassettes, film video cassettes.
I was a very mediocre student in school. And I came from very lower middle class family. I was a school dropout, very honestly. So I used to sit in the backstage, back bench, I mean to say, and I used to narrate scripts of movie which I watched. You know, those movies of
to your fellow backbenchers.
And they were all used to get punishment because of me. And the teachers would say, please go and continue your story outside with background score and this and that. I used to do all this thing. So I was a very mediocre student. I was not interested in studies, basically. And then things happened such in my life, you know, my father had a loss in business. Businessman, he was a worker, I mean to say, an electric contractor he was. I had to leave school at that particular time. And I started doing this job of video cassette library. I should take video cassettes from somebody and give it to somebody at a higher rate, you know, that's how. And since I was a film buff, I was so obsessed of watching movies. I used to watch 3 to 4 movies in a day. And that boom was there in the 80s, especially when the 80s came, the boom was too much of video cassette library. So my tenure as video cassette library was huge. From 83 it started, 83, 84, 85 till 86 it went. 4 years.
So you go, you used to go door to door?
Door to door on the cycle.
Wow.
Initially 3 years I didn't cycle, then I got some money and I bought a scooter also. Okay. I had a Lambretta scooter. So that was the thing.
Do you remember the nameplate of Lambretta scooter?
No, I don't. MKT something was there.
My first car was MAP 5068.
Wow. So I became so knowledgeable of cinema. Like a lot of people till today are my friends who knows me from that. And today from film industry. If you're sitting in front of me, you don't have to Google which movie, which year it came. So I can just give you answers. So, you know, I was that sharp in, you know, doing this video cassette thing. All the film industry people I used to give video cassettes. From Khar, I used to go to Bandra. Bandra, this area where I used to stay. Till Lokhandwala, when Lokhandwala was just in the infant stage of developing, I mean to say. And those were the days I used to give video cassette library on the bicycle to everyone, you know.
So who were some of the known
lot of people I used to give, but the only person who knows me very well till today are the two people. One is Mr. Subhash Gai in the Cliff Tower on the top floor, I used to give video cassettes, and Mithun Chakravarti Garden View building in near Guru Nanak Park. So these are the two people, they know me, he's the same Madhur Bhandarkar who used to deliver video cassettes. And this is the same guy who has become such a filmmaker.
You also, I believe, sold things on the streets.
Now then, video cassettes started deteriorating at one point in 1988-89. Yes. It started deteriorating very badly. And we didn't know what to do at that time. And again, like, I didn't have an education background. I didn't have any technical skill. One of my friends said, "Okay, let's sell." You know, it was a consignment basis job, you do know, on selling chewing gums on colleges and on the traffic signals.
Yes.
So that's how I did a small tenure for 6 months I did. And I remember the air conditioned market where was the marketing thing used to be, used to collect chewing gum.
Which area was it?
This was, I used to sell chewing gums on the metro theaters, those area. And in colleges also, Sydenham, Jai Hind, KC College, Freshen Up Chewing Gum. I remember the chewing gum also.
Wow.
So I used to do those things I did for 5-6 months. And we used to get paid weekly basis that time. But my main focus was, Khair Saab, was always in film. Until today, I don't know how to use a computer, very honestly, I'm telling. I've somewhere recently, in the past 6-7 years, I've learned to use an iPad now. Because of my video cassettes, I used to deliver video cassettes to a lot of film people. So I had access to a lot of people. Go on the set. Like Dev Saab, I remember this Mehboob studio very much. I watched Swami Dada shooting, almost 50% of the shooting here.
You had to just land up there.
I used to just land up over there. And I was a person like, you know, people used to give me access. Like, some actor's manager or driver who used to know these video cassettes he comes to give to a client. So they used to give me access. And I used to stand. I used to just observe people.
Wow.
So I don't know how many shootings I watched. And I used to see how the camera works. Like, my friends, when watching movies, they used to watch movie as a movie and they used to get finished. I used to watch how a trolley is being used, how a crane is being used, why is the static shot. I used to watch movie 3-3-4-4 times. I used to watch all the movies of Shyam Benegal, Govind Helani sir, you know, Satyajit Ray sir. All those movies I used to watch. Then people used to think, "Yeah, art film, you're watching art film." But I used to love those kind of cinema also. So cinema became the only passion and the only thing which I...
And knew. Also only escape.
Only escape. Only escape. And I was so reluctant to tell somebody I want to become a filmmaker. They would laugh at me. They would say, "You're a school dropout and a filmmaker, director has to be a very intelligent person." And I used to always give, again, this is irony, I used to give example of Mr. Mehboob Khan the Great.
And we are shooting this episode in Mehboob Studio.
Studio, same. And he was again a school dropout.
Yes.
And I used to think how a great movie he's made, like Mother India.
Yeah.
So always I used to give that example, but that, no, that will be one of the kind, but it's not easy for you. And I wanted to go to FTII. Then somebody told me, you cannot go to FTII because you're not a graduate. Here later, I became one of the chief guests over there.
Wow.
After years when I became successful.
You get your first break as an assistant?
I did odd jobs a lot. I did lot of filmmakers I assisted, and you know, they were giving me like those days 120 rupees, you know, as an apprentice, what you call. Just call actor from the makeup room or putting chalk mark, putting a tape, you know, giving a clap. You know, all those things I've done with lot of 3-4 filmmakers. I did one movie with you also called Sarfira. I remember that.
Yes.
That
You were the clap.
I was assistant director in that. I gave you clap twice. But a movie called Huck.
Huck. Yes.
Right?
With Dimple Kapadia. Yes.
Yeah. And that was Film City. I remember you were sitting in that weighing machine, the climax, right?
Yes.
There I used to give a clap to you.
Wow. You never told me all these years. Good, you had saved it for our show. Yeah. That's amazing. So then how did you become the...
Then my parents thought I should take a fixed job. They said film industry is not... This is just random job you're doing. And my sister, elder sister was in Muscat. And they wanted me to have a fixed job level. I earn 10-12,000 rupees a month. That is better. So I went to Muscat. 15 days I stayed in Muscat. I didn't like it. A friend of mine, he told me, "Come to Dubai. You may like it." And I went to Dubai for 15 days. And again, I went and my friend fixed me to a boutique shop. And I was literally ready for it. But then I said, no. I came back in India and I thought, okay, no, I don't want to do this job. You know, I want to be a filmmaker. That passion was not dying into me. Then I became assistant to Mr. Ram Gopal Verma. finally, I left Mumbai.
What movie was that?
That was a movie called Raat with Revati, Drohi with Nagarjuna, and Rangila movie with Amir Khan and Jackie Shroff. Very popular, very successful film. That was movie I became an associate director. So that was a long journey. And after that, I venture wanted to become an independent filmmaker. I thought this is my time to go independent. And I took a break for Mr. Verma.
And were you writing simultaneously about your first film?
I wanted to make film, but a lot of people thought ki my thoughts, my ideas of cinema was completely different.
Yes.
But it was other way. I was a big fan of Manmohan Desai also. So I remember one funny incident happened. One, I went to a producer and he said, I want to make this movie and this is an amazing message. He said, yeah, it's a good message. You please give me your message. Send me on WhatsApp was not there. And, on SMS. I'll send it to all your friends and people who want 500 rupees, 1 rupee, 1 SMS, I'll send it, but I won't make a film for it.
Right.
So they used to believe in a particular template, ki everything should be there in the film. So a lot of people then guided me. They said, see, you cannot take risk in your first movie because nobody will invest you. You have to make film which is cater to a larger audience and you have to make commercial cinema. And that time, I did my first tenure as a filmmaker called movie called Three Shakti.
Yeah.
With Arshad Varsi, Milind Gunaji, Sharad Kapoor, Ashish Vidyarthi and Govind Namdev.
Right.
It was a very typical pot-beller cinema and which had all the ingredients of a commercial cinema.
Right.
But unfortunate that movie took 2 to 3 years in making. But then my actor status on the box office were very diminishing slowly, slowly. Now this movie bombed very badly. I was somewhere knew it about it, ke this movie won't do well and a lot of people in the film industry. Neither Three Shakti was a very big film. It just came and went without a whimper. But there were people in the trade people who has written my professional obituary. This guy is finished. Till the time there was Ram Gopal Verma associate, there was still respect for me. And they thought he has something. Because Ram Gopal Verma, after Rangila, became a big filmmaker. And especially in the Mumbai film industry. Nobody wanted to pick up my phone. Nobody wanted to be associated with me. In a party that I used to go, I used to be like treated like, you know, completely ignorant. You know, who the hell is he? So a lot of people told me I should go back to being associate director, like a ED. I wanted to never give up. I said, no, I want to try. And then Chandni Bar happened. A friend of mine took me to a ladies' beer bar. It was very simple. People are dancing in churidar, ghagra choli, sadis and all. Next day, I told my friend, yaar, I want to make a movie on this bar, girls.
Wow.
And he said, are you gone mad? You made a flop movie. Now you want to make this on who will watch? It's like a documentary. But I was very hellbent I want to make. Then I researched on it. It took me another 6 months to write the script. Then I got my writer. Research, I met a lot of bar girls, a lot of customers, people, across the section of the people who are associated with the bar owners, everything. And then it was derived from a lot of people who were struggled in the bar and what happened to it. So it was taken from a lot of people.
How did you convince Tabu to do the role?
Me, Mr. R. Mohan, my producer, we went to Tabu and we told about the script. She loved the idea. She thought it was an amazing idea. Till interval, I made her listen. And she said, I want to be in this movie. The confidence really came to me. And I thought, if today this woman doesn't like my script, my career is over. I went over there and with a lot of conviction, till interval I saw and Tabu said, wait. I thought she doesn't want to listen to the second half. Maybe she's not like the script. Sometimes it does happen. This is not kind of movie I want to do. They don't want to listen to the second half. A lot of actors do that. But she said, I want to do this movie. I can imagine myself as the character of Mumtaz. Then narrated the second half and things happened and Chandni Bar was...
And Madhur Bhandarkar arrived with that film.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that film and I had said, wow, what an amazing film he has made.
That journey, that really did, that changed my fortune overnight.
You spoke about, a little while earlier that you were wanting to make films about women empowerment.
All the films, Satta I made on Raveena Tandon, that was again a murky world of politics which I showed. Page 3 I made about a journalist story. Corporate I made about a corporate world about Bipasha Basu, with Bipasha Basu, or fashion or heroine. All these movies, I don't know because I just felt it ke in our society, in our country, a lot of issues and lots of problems are there which can revolve against the woman point of view. Then obviously there was a thing people used to call me, till today they call me, I'm a woman-centric filmmaker, but that's okay with me because I feel till the time you tell a story, for me it's a story which connects with the audience. And I feel that these stories has to be told. I mean, a lot of people are asking me, why not a male journalist in a page three? Why not a corporate man in a corporate world? Why a fashion on the fashion woman? Why can't be a male model? I'm that kind of person. If I have an idea, I want to make that film. I'm a very restless in those things, you know. I don't want to wait for an actor when the person will give me date or this and that. So I don't want to get into that rigmarole. And I'm good in handling budgets. And I understand the dynamics of it.
And also, they're not only women-centric films, they're also thought-provoking. Was it an effort to be different? Or was it an effort to make a film within the budget?
I'm very passionate about the ideas to come to me. I used to go to Siddhinath Temple, walking, like I said, from 32 years. So I used to always walk through the Mime Causeway. I used to see suddenly the red light takes place and people start selling, vendors and all these people come, beggars, everybody come, start selling, you know, different kind of books, things, all the things they sell. So I was very interesting to know from the point of view of the people, how these people come from where these people come from, what comprises them standing in the signal and asking for money and how things. So I went behind the scene of this thing and I did research on a lot of signals of Mumbai. Then I came to know in that time, 2006, I made the movie. It was 160 crore turnaround of the people begging on the signals.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was very fascinating figures which came to me. Surely today's might be more. But I loved the idea to make a film on traffic signal. But nobody would thought, I know a lot of my contemporary filmmakers, they told me, ke, Madhur, we sit so many on traffic, we never thought we would make a film on it.
Yes.
You know, you go to a RAM show and watch a RAM show and you come out. But I used to always be fascinated how the model comes, how this female model comes from, where they come from. I want to go behind the ramp and want to see what happens to it.
Lot of people were not happy with your movie in the fashion industry.
Yeah, a lot of people do upset about it. Yes. And they has a reason to it because they always think ke Madhur is basically exposing people. Yeah. So that happened with corporate also.
To some extent, they were right.
Because
you were going through to the dark side of these shows.
Or a page three.
Page three film, for that matter.
Yeah.
Socialites, everything.
Absolutely. They do get upset about it. Mm. And I feel I am more answerable to the socialite than to the audience.
Of course.
Yeah. Audience are the main people. When I made a film Heroine also, the people did get upset with me from the film fraternity itself. Being a part of the film industry, they thought I have really tumbled a lot of skeleton in the film, which was derived from real life. Mm. And they felt it, ke, you know, he has drawn parallels to it. And they felt it, ke, it was not right. The same people who used to applaud my earlier films like Page 3 or a Chandni Bar or a Traffic Signal or a Corporate started thinking ke now he's attacking us in the sense. But I wanted to be honest with my craft, honest with my skill and honest to my audiences. So I didn't want to compromise. When it comes to my fraternity, I should not deliver to cold feet. That is the reason I said I will go all out. So I have no qualms about it. Ke, you know, I still today, if I want to make Heroine, I'll make it in the same way.
You are one of the very few guests on this chat show who has been to Russia 5 times.
See, I never traveled world. For me, Russia was a very big thing. Much before going to US and London, I was invited in the Moscow Film Festival in 2002. And I was very happy, very thrilled to go to Russia because I felt it, my God, I heard so much about Russia, Moscow. And that journey was really great. My movies like Chandni Bar, Fashion, Corporate, Page 3, Indu Sarkar, all been shown over there. I have a good fan following over there, people who watch my movies, who are particularly Madhur's film, it is there. So I was absolutely in love with Russia.
They gave you some award also there.
Yeah, they gave me award. It was in 2009, the International Russian Film Festival Award. It was from the state award.
I have a specialization on Russian literature. The first book ever given to me was by my uncle, was Mother by Gorky. It was the Hindi translation. Those days they used to get Indo-Soviet treaty, they used
to
translate.
Yeah, I know.
And then I went for Tolstoy, Solzhenitsyn, Nikolai Ostrovsky, Chekhov, because I used to find a lot of similarities. But what did you discover?
The legacy of Raj Kapoor, sir, is huge over there.
Yes.
Wherever you go, I have been to Voronezh, I've been to St. Petersburg, there's one place called Kaluga, if I'm sounding right, near Moscow. So, you know, wherever, there were two people, like very popular, Mithun Chakravarti Dada and Raj Kapoor sir. So, you sing a song, Jimmy Jimmy, is a super hit song, and Awara Ho.
Yeah.
and Mera Juta Hai Japani.
Yes.
These sing songs, and I have to tell you this, when I went to Russia and Voronezh, and we showed film Heroine over there, and like what you say, and there's an interpreter who
translated.
Yeah. I remember it was a packed show. I said, the actress of the film, she's the granddaughter of Raj Kapoor, Kareena Kapoor. And I got a, before the movie starts, and I got a standing ovation only on telling she's the granddaughter of Raj Kapoor. And I got, I'm getting goosebumps. Basically, the energy is superb. Moscow, wherever you go in Russia, it's great. I think the energy is superb. The people are very warm over there.
What do you love being an Indian about? What do you love about India?
One, we have diverse culture over here, but still we are one. And I feel Indian foods are super. Anywhere in the world I go, I have to have my dal chawal over there. And I feel proud about India. And especially if you see from 2014, there is a huge upsurge among, I have been very fortunate to represent India in Cannes twice, in 2019 and 2023, last year. Filmmakers, investors, everybody are curious about India. And you see the kind of respect now people getting over there. People talk about your prime
minister. How much contribution has Mr. Modi made?
Huge, humongous, absolutely. And I've been his great admirer from the time he was the CM of Gujarat. And I used to always feel that he's a person who has this, you know, the vision to change India. And from 10 years, when you see, amazing work has happened, and the kind of work he has done is absolutely brilliant.
Yet there is a set of people who get upset if you are a Mr. Modi admirer.
That will be in every field, sir. It will be in every field. You will be having some people who will be negative about it and who will be positive about it. There's always two narratives going on. So I think we should just ignore and we should just stand with a PM who's doing so much for the country, not thinking for himself, doing so much for the country. So there will be a lot of detractors will be always be there. Khair sahab, we have seen our film industry itself also.
Yes.
If somebody movies get hit, then nobody wants to praise it. Nobody wants to, they want to suppress the compliments.
Yes.
And I am being known to show the reality in films, you know. So people are, there will be those factors will be always be there. People would not be very happy of your success. That can be in politics, that can be in film, that can be in the business world also.
How do you take failure?
I started my career with a failure. Okay, so Three Shakti was, like I said, went without a whimper. It just bombed very badly. The way I was treated, the people used to put me out of the camera. If I'm standing with some small actors also, if the photographer says, hey, please, hato tum. So that kind of humiliation I have seen. So I feel that I've come a long way. And today when I see myself looking back to it, I think I'm very happy with my awards. My movies have been in IMM Ahmedabad. I'm in Bangalore, like film, like corporate, and a lot of places I go where and talk to people. I do motivation speeches also.
Yes.
Failure will be always be there. And the best thing is people keep advising you on the failure will always be there. The success they say don't have to explain. And you cannot argue with success.
Correct.
Where failures, you have to keep on telling you what went wrong or what should you have done. That will be always be there.
And it's always our failures which define us. Success.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because failure decides us what kind of person that we are.
Yeah.
Today you are talking, what a journey you have had. What a journey. It's a fascinating, inspiring journey of a young boy, school dropout, for first film being a disaster, and then winning so many 5 national awards and Padma Shri. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Madhur Bhandarkar. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you for watching. We will be back next week with a new perspective on India and another in-depth conversation. So join us again on Let's Talk Bharat. I'm Anupam Kher. Namaskar.